I will start the 25th of January. I was in my work as we was working on online coverage of the demonstrators, and our reports called us, there are thousands of demonstrators in the streets. And I replied, really? Really, I didn't expect what happened. But at 3 p.m., I looked from my office window. My office is very near to Tahrir Square. And I saw really thousands of people coming from everywhere going to Tahrir Square. And that moment, my heart make pom, 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 pom. And I lit everything in my office. And really try to into Tahrir Square, as it was like impossible mission. But I tried to go Tahrir from what can I say? Is it other not main ways? And when I arrived, this is not Tahrir Square I know. Thousands of people, a lot of water on the streets, smoke everywhere. And people shouted by chants, just want bread, freedom, social justice, dignity. And I shouted with them. But after 30 minutes, I heard that away 500 meters, police forces will throw tear gas. Yes. And I really went to this way. I want to see what happened there, the demonstrators, what happened to them. And when I arrived, already there throw tear gas and try to protect myself. So I make like this. And my boyfriend protected my back. But the tear gas pump came to me under my feet and explored. So I took all gas, backfire, like this. That moment, I didn't see anything. I didn't smell anything, just tears. And one of the demonstrators put water on my scarf to put it on my mouth and nose to protect myself. And that moment, when I able to open my eyes, the people were more stronger. First, we shouted by bread, dignity, social justice. After this, we said that the people want the fall of the regime. And really, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., no attack from police forces. We knew that they will attack one moment. But really, we brought a blanket to sleep in the square. And we had information that they will throw tear gas bombs at 12 a.m. And I will protect myself, both my scarf on my nose and mouse, and but stay in the square. And already 12 and 5 minutes a.m. they throw a lot of tear gas bombs all over ways to Tahrir Square. Really, I had two choices. Yes. No, three. One, protect myself. Two, arrested by the police. Killed by snipers. And I chose to protect myself. And I tried to went to my office, ran with some people I don't know, but they protected me and came with me in my office to save their life. Really, it's the end of 25th January, but no sleep. We had a challenge, 26th and 27th, we must continue to make police forces tired and have no power. And really it happened. The most important day in the revolution, 28th of January, the Friday of anger. Really, the regime cut everything, can connect people each other. cell phones, internet. It was terrible. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., everything in Egypt silent. Even the buildings, the streets, just to watch it, what will happen. And 2 p.m., especially after the Al-Jum'a prayer, I was in my office and I saw thousands and thousands of people coming, shouted, the people wanted the fall of the regime. And I went to them and shouted with them. And we, in front of us, five rows of police forces. We just want to throw to Al-Tahrir Square. And we said to them, peaceful, peaceful demonstration. I was with my friends, and really I was far of the police forces, three rows. When we said peaceful, I felt that they will do nothing. So moved from my row to the first row in front of the police forces. I just said the people wanted the fall of the regime. After 1 second, I was on the floor. And all the demonstrators above me. In the second, I felt that I will die. I couldn't breathe. But really, after 1 minute, the demonstrators tried to take me. When I stand, I found my T-shirt and my face full of blood. I didn't know why, but I just train with my friends to protect ourselves as if any police officers catch me, I will arrested. And already my boyfriend catched me from my right hand and a strange one catched me from my left hand and he sends a police. I was crying and shouted against Mubarak and his regime. My boyfriend told me after that I feel that that one is a police and he wanted to arrest you, but I left him catch you to go somewhere full of people can protect you. And already I went to my office in safe, and I have here a very deep injury. No hospitals, no doctors, no pharmacies, nothing, just blood. And I watched what happening in the streets. It's a battle. It was a battle between police forces and demonstrators. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and police forces and demonstrators in a battle. A lot of tear gas in the streets. And it was a lot, so I was in floor 11, and is a flat full of tear gas. And that day, a lot of young people, young Egyptian people, were killed by snipers. We don't have only 800 martyrs, more than maybe 2,000 and 5,000 injured. After the battle, the demonstrators won, and the army came to the square. I want to told you a story about a mother of one of martyrs. In 29 or 30, I didn't remember. Every day from that day, his son was killed. She came to Al-Tahrir Square, quote a sign. This sign was, don't give up, don't go. The blood of my son is a responsibility of each of you. And never talk, never talking to each one, to anyone, just crying. And really, it's she wasn't the only one. Tahrir Square was full of mothers and families of martyrs. And we, our life transferred from our house to Tahrir Square. eating, singing, working, everything in Tahrir Square. And there was some song fueling passion to the demonstrators and protesters. El gada gada, wil gaben gaben, bina gada, nruh el midan. El gada gada, wil gaben gaben, wahna gada, hanmout fi el midan. That was a song. It's mean brave is brave and scared is scared, and we all brave and we will die in the square. Really, we had a very difficult day in the revolution, a day of 2nd February or Camel Day. I was sleeping in my office and suddenly waked up listening someone or a lot of people said that with this, or our spirit, our blood, we save Mubarak. And I felt that it's a nightmare. And I washed my my face to know what's happening. And that really pro-Mubarak's demonstration came from other squares want to go to Tahrir Square. And then people riding camels and horses attack Tahrir Square. It was like a movie. I didn't believe what happened. But the demonstrators and the protesters defend very well the revolution. But the battle began 12 p.m. and finished the next day 8 p.m. And the 2nd of February night, the snipers killed a lot of guys in front of my eyes. But in the end, the protesters protect the revolution and save El Tahrir Square. Okay, after that, Mubarak gave a speech, some stupid speech, and I was in El Tahrir Square after finishing his stupid speech. We throw LCDs in the El Tahrir by shoes, as at that moment he didn't deserve just shoes. It was 10th of February and 11th February. I was trying to go to Tahrir Square, and suddenly a lot of people shouted and hugged each other. I didn't understand what happened, but people told me, Mubarak gone! Really, I didn't believe what happened. And at that moment, I looked to the pictures of martyrs all over the square and crying, as there are very young people lost their life to protect our life. And I promise we will protect their blood. We will protect the revolution.